Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Diva of Days for Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva of Dole. Follow us daily on the blog, divaofdole.com, Facebook, Diva Days, friend page, a fan page, Diva of Days for Lives. Also on the blog, there's a Google Plus page. And if you have a Gmail account, you can be a follower, find out on the blog, see what else is there. Oh, and we have a these newsletter with the blog. You just type in your email, and once a day you get an email of all, everything that's been posted that's new on the blog in the past 24 hours. And let's see, what else is there? Oh, here, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, and you can also subscribe to us on iTunes, so all the shows automatically get downloaded for you. And Marianne is here, and she has an announcement to make.
Oh, hello, everyone. Yes. And a week from this Wednesday, I think it's August the 7th, we are going to be having the wonderful Teo Penglis on our show. It's like 7 p.m. Eastern time. No, 7 p.m. Pacific time, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So hope everyone will tune in for that. It should be fun. It'll be updating us on everything that he's been doing. He just got finished doing the Book of Esther with Jen Lilly. So from what I understand, he hasn't seen it yet. I keep telling him he has to watch it. I'd like to get his take on his own performance, but we'll see. I know I've watched it and Carrie's watched it.
So yes.
If you get a chance, any of you that are planning to call in, it'd be, you know, if you could. I don't know if you can get it online somewhere. I know Jan had watched it. She downloaded it somehow, streamed it somehow online. I don't know, maybe it was through Kindle, you know, she downloaded it somehow. But you can also get it at Walmart. Oh, and I think you can order it online at Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. So be something to talk about, because I'm sure he'll be talking about that. And he had a recent Soap Opera Digest interview. He's working on a book. And I noticed David R. White wants him to do another movie soon, so I think there's talks about that. So tune in, and it's always fun. We had him for 2 hours the last time. He always has a lot to say. So
yeah, he couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe he talked for 2 hours straight. I mean, it went fast.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He said it went fast, and I said, well, yeah, that's what I said. So I said then that was a good thing. He said, oh, yes, it was fun. He said he enjoyed it. It went fast. So I said, that must be a good thing if you know that it went that fast. So, yeah.
While you were talking, my phone dropped. My phone dropped again when you were talking. Do you believe that?
I thought I heard something funny, like a click or something. I don't know what it was. Yeah, something. Like you were there, and then you said something, and then you were there, and then not there.
Yeah, so if it happens again, just keep talking. It only takes you about 30 seconds to dial back in.
Okay, yeah.
I wasn't muted on Blog Talk Radio last week, but I was muted on the phone. And I'm just like, why aren't they letting me talk? And I'm like, they're ignoring me. So I'm like, oh, heck with it, I'm done.
I was like, Carrie, she must be sleeping somewhere. I don't know where she's at. And I was saying, Carrie.
Yeah.
And Deanna says, I guess we on the show because I don't know where she went.
Yeah. It took me like a while before I figured out what was going on. And I was with the girls in the chat room, like, can you guys hear me? They're hearing like horses in the background. I'm like, oh, I'm in my kitchen. There's no horses around. So I have no idea what happened. So I have the phone really far away from my mouth this time. But somehow it's still disconnecting. So that's not me. That I'm staying away from the mute button for sure. So, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Phones are such a pain in the ass.
Really? Yeah, and let's hope that Teo can get it, because I know the last time he tried to call, we had all kinds of trouble getting him. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
He had a hard time getting in. I don't know what, if it was his phone, because he dropped it. We had a hard time hearing him. It was like all muffled. It was funny. It was like we could all call in. We all called him fine, but you couldn't hear him. So he hung up a couple different times, and I think his call dropped, too, one time, and he called back.
Yeah.
So
I think
you never know what's going to happen.
I know. Yeah,
with Teo, you never know what you're going to get either. So that's another surprise.
Yeah.
You don't know whether you're going to, you know, what kind of mood you're going to get, what kind of, you know, whatever. What subject of conversation. Just never know. It's always a surprise. So should be fun. So.
Yeah.
I guess we'll
so,
be promoting it, you know, in the next week or so or whatever. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have it up tomorrow. So that was just, Well, it's still Boss Talk Radio. You never know what you're going to get. It's always a surprise. And I did interview Jen Lilly yesterday, like everybody else did. So that audio is here on Blog Talk Radio. It's about 12 minutes long. And she's really sweet. So I don't think anybody would be disappointed. And I think the Tim and Shane fans in particular, and the Teo fans, should listen to the interview. We talked about Patsy and Charlie Shaughnessy, and talked about Teo also. So, and then, you know, I'm really impressed with her. She is doing her homework on Teresa and Kim and Shane, and she knows the background of Kim and how Shane left Jeannie when she was a year old. So she's very familiar and knows Teresa's motivation, I guess you could say, for how she acts and how she behaves herself. So it was really interesting, and I got some nice questions from my followers on Twitter. So, and she appreciated them, like the one about her, what she does for her skin, but she does have really pretty skin, and she really appreciated that one, and her charity work, and stuff like that, other stuff that she's up to, and that she has stage fright. She can sing, but she doesn't because of her stage fright. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So, so be sure to check it out. It's only 12 minutes, and she's really, really fascinating. So it's really, I'm really glad we got a hold of her. And Rose texted me. She wasn't going to make it tonight, but she wants everybody on the West Coast. I know it's on now at the East Coast, the Allison Sweeney, Greg Vaughn movie. Is airing right now on it's Lifetime or Hallmark. I don't remember. I'll look it up because I know it's in my Twitter.
Is it a new movie? I must have missed
that. Yeah, it's on the Hallmark channel. It's called Second Chances, and with Allie and Gray Vaughn being love interests.
Kind of weird, huh? It's weird to watch it. Brother and sister, otherwise, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but they filmed it such a long time ago. It was like a year ago. So, Yeah, it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not sure
things
why.
Things move slow in Hollywood, yeah.
Well, even a major movie doesn't take a year to put together, though. So,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's on right now if you're on the East Coast. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, I'm going to pimp the Hapkas. Follow at Bob Hapka at Amy Hapka. And Anna's not here, but you can follow her at Causey Hooch. And Marianne's at Mama_Hooch. Oh, and Jen Lilly, if you want to follow her, it's at Jen_Lilly. And she spells it LILLEY. So, and I'm saying it was at Pam.
Yeah, Teo Peng was strong. Yeah, that Teo Peng was. I was going to say, I hope Anna can make it. I don't know if she's going to make it big for it, because she'll have to tell her story of what happened to her last night.
Is it a
Twitter?
Good story or bad?
It's
happened?
It's a good story. It involves Ian Buchanan.
Oh.
But I'd like her to tell the story. So.
Okay.
So I hope she, if not, you know, maybe I'll tell at the end or whatever, if she doesn't pop in. Because she still might. Because she said she might. She wasn't sure. So, So something we'll have to keep in mind. Either that or you have to go to her Twitter page and you'll see what happened. This was during the General Hospital fan event that was held over this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The one that I wish I could have went to, but I just couldn't get things together to go. So I heard everyone had a good time there. So. I hope she makes it.
Okay. I think I see what you're talking about. That's hilarious.
Her friends, Trish and Jill. Yes. She had no idea. I guess months ago they talked about it. I guess she probably talked about it, yes. So.
That's so funny. Okay, why don't you kind of start us off with Jamie?
Yeah. Okay, so much I can remember what was going on with Jamie, or so Sammy, I guess. The best scene that I thought was the cute scene was when they were at the dedication to the church and everything's going on with Eric and everything, and they had this little moment together where they were talking about Sammy wanted to announce to everybody that they were getting married and they, you know, engaged now and it's official and they're getting married, but she didn't want to take away from Eric's big thing. But so they were standing there and they started kissing and the nun came in and just gave them this funny look. I thought it was cute, you know, gave them like, stop that. And they did. It's like, you know, as soon as they saw her, you know, they kind of got embarrassed and it stopped them, which, you know, was kind of cute. Other than that, of course, they made the announcement to everybody that they were engaged. Not everybody was particularly happy about it, but I guess they're putting up with it. I mean, and we got to see Carolyn and Roman were there. They were all supportive. Really, everybody's supportive, but apprehensive. And there was a nice scene between Sammy and Marlena, where she said she doesn't like that, but that she is there to support her. And Sammy told her how much she appreciated that. So Sammy and Marlena are kind of back into, you know, getting along at the moment. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Sammy got arrested because Adrian turned in the tape.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, EJ supporting her there, is all upset with her there, and she's, you know, screaming around and everything. So basically, not that I can remember this week, unless you can think of anything else, but those two just together had, but they just, it's basically the Sammy scenes with her getting arrested and, you know, and her and him trying to support her and tell her not to worry. He says, don't, you know, he's going to fix it. You know, he's going to get her out. He's not going to let her in there. So that's about it for a Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was kind of enjoying the Justin and EJ scenes today. Where Adrian came in and gave it to Abe, and he came and arrested Sammy, and they were arguing, and Adrian came in and when Justin found out, of course he's all upset, Sonny's all upset, but I really like how Adrian and Justin fought about it. They both made, you know, some good points, but yet Justin was so mad at Adrian, but yet I liked how he stuck up for Adrian and defended Adrian to EJ and said, because EJ almost basically went after her, and when he saw that it was Adrian, he came after her and was really said some nasty things, and then Justin told him, don't ever talk to my wife like that again. And so I liked that. I liked how Justin handled it and how stood up for, you know, Adrian, but also, you know, was very upset with what she did. And then Adrian all along thought Justin knew about it. She thought Justin was part of the cover-up, and here she found out that he wasn't. You know, he knew nothing about it. And now he was also upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, he's upset with EJ about that. So all that's coming together and coming apart now for Sammy. She's back in jail. So we'll see, you know, how she gets out of this one. Although I have a pretty good idea how she's going to get out, but
really, go ahead.
What do you think? Well, we saw part of it. Will came clean to Justin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now Justin knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
So because he, you know, so I don't know. I'm thinking in this, I think we've discussed, I don't know if we discussed this last week. Now I could see Will now coming to his mother's defense, because that's all he has to do is make that connection between, you know, everyone thinks Bernardi's this great cop, that he was on the take and Stefano, and, you know, that's why his mom attacked Bernardi, was because of the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that she was only protecting him, you know, because Stefano would come after them about him shooting EJ. So I'm thinking he might confess, you know, finally confess. Maybe he'll go on trial, she'll get out, and maybe that's how he'll go off the show. Maybe be
maybe.
In jail.
I don't think that's enough to exonerate her.
She can get in trouble for lying, I guess, for knowing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I still, you know.
I don't know
again,
how much jail time
her,
you do for that, though. You know,
perjury,
different than
yeah,
murder.
Not too much. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think Justin can get her out for that. Yeah.
I still think it shows that, you know, she had a motive to shoot Bernardi, though. He's the one who took the evidence to Stefano. I think it makes him look worse. But
yeah.
Yeah, like, well, confessing, I don't think that's going to help her at all. I think what's going to happen, I think maybe Rafe will help. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. If Rafe remembers, right now, Rafe's coming out of his coma. There's not much of a difference, but he's out of his coma. That's how to say that. It's like Rafe in a coma, Rafe out of the coma. It's not much of a difference, but he's playing it like he's coming out of the, you know, he's like he's half there and he's not there. You know,
mm-hmm.
He's playing like he's coming out of a coma.
Mm-hmm.
But still not much of a difference. But I don't know. Like he thinks that, I guess now he knows that Sammy didn't try to kill him, but Sammy did kill Bernardi.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
How do you think he's going to help Sammy?
Maybe he overheard something in the coma.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe he overheard Bernardi was really going to attack him. But the thing is, too, he asked Kate, why did Sammy kill Joe? So it sounds like he was friends with him. So, I don't know.
Yeah,
they were friends.
They were supposed to be good friends, too.
Not
only did they work together, they were supposed to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, well, since Anna's not here, I was going to say that Kate and Ray scenes, I guess he does remember that him and Kate were together.
Mm-hmm.
So he has those memories that they were together. So those were some nice scenes between him and Kate. And
mm-hmm.
he said something to her. How do you say it to her? That she's the only one that'll tell him the truth or not hide things from him. I guess
mm-hmm.
the doctors and that were trying, Gabby and that didn't want him to know certain
mm-hmm.
things. I guess she finally, you know, told him what happened.
Well, I thought it was funny is that he can't really use his arms and his hands. But the orderly came in and gave him a newspaper. He's like, what the heck's he going to do with this? He can't move.
And Kate was upset. Why that stupid staff, she said. Who would give him a new? Why did they let him have a newspaper or whatever? So she was all
mm-hmm.
upset. All of a sudden she looked, I really liked the outfit she had on.
Mm-hmm.
The pants outfit. That was,
mm-hmm.
it was cute with the little jacket.
And the top was lacy and see-through.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it was. You know, nice. I liked her hair. Her hair was different too. Something about her
mm-hmm.
hair. I liked her hair too. It was the style and maybe the way it was highlighted. The color would look nice too. you know, there's always new hairstyles and that come out. I see Nicole, once she had it curly, and then she had it on Friday, it was completely straight with the bangs.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that, and the dress she had on it on Friday with the stripes. I didn't care for that one. But.
Yes. We have to mention, too.
But we're jumping around.
Yeah, that's okay. No, that was cool. Since we were discussing why we thought Sammy might be able to get off, I think Ray's going to clear him. I don't think it's Will confessing. I mean, I think he probably will confess, but I don't think that's going to help her. I actually think it'll make it worse. But I was going to say, the creepy scene of the week was EJ sneaking up on Adrian, scaring the back crap out of her when she was trying to get into the Kiriakis mansion.
Oh,
holy crap.
Oh, he can sneak up on me like that anytime. Yeah. Oh, wow. I know.
Wow.
The bad side.
I didn't think
he
was sexy. He was creepy.
Yeah, he was creepy. Yeah, he was mean. Yeah. That was like the nasty side of EJ coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Creepy. Yeah. Yeah, she was like, she's dropping her keys. Like, let me in this house. Yeah.
Oh, and they both did a great job, Judy and James. They were amazing because he was super creepy and threatening. She was freaking scared to death and panicking. And yeah, she was trying to get in the house. And he said something like, "Oh, are you scared now, Adrian?" And she dropped the keys again. And the funny thing was, the door was open, but she didn't use the keys to get into the house. And the thing is, too, she's like up against the doorbell. She could have like rang the doorbell and, you know, gotten some help.
The way he said that, though, are you scared, Adrian? I know. It's the way he said that, too. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was
kind
of annoying.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was kind of the scene of the week.
Uh-huh. Oh, and another one we're going to get Susan. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
I know, that's another. She brought out the teeth. She's rummaging around in that bag, and she brings up, no, because she's thinking of a way, I guess, to find out, because I guess they hired a guy to, or Dr. Dan hired a guy, a forensic specialist, to go into the room to find out evidence. So obviously she thinks, I guess she's going to go after this guy or go back to the hotel room, I guess, and she needs a different disguise. She didn't want to go back. That's how she went back before.
Mm-hmm.
So she's thinking of, she says, could I, should I, or something, should I go there, or can't, could I do that? And they're, oh, no, they're going to do Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't wait until Susan sees, or Susan as sees EJ, Kristen, and she has to pretend that she's Susan. And he's going to think it's his mother, I guess, suppose. It's going to be a little weird, but, yeah.
Yes. Oh, if anybody wants to see on the blog, we have the screen cap of Eileen Davidson dressed up as Susan. And you saw the end of Friday's episode. Kristen digs out the Susan disguise because she decides not to wear her. I called it the Natasha outfit from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Because that's what she sounded
like.
Like
a Russian
like Natasha
spy or something. Yeah, that's how she was talking too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was confused. In some episodes she sounded Russian, some episodes she sounded French, so I was really confused. But I thought you were Russian yesterday. Now you're speaking with a French accent and saying French words, but maybe it's just me and I got my accents confused. But, so it looks like we're seeing Kristen impersonating Susan next week. So if you want to see the spoiler pics, they're up on the blog right now, all of them for the week. There's some other good ones in there, too. EJ visiting Sammy in jail and stuff like that. I always try to put the most interesting, you know, one up, and that's the one of Miss, Kristen and Susan. So I have to say, I know I'm in the minority. I never liked the Susan character. I thought she was annoying as hell and kind of a stereotype, but I know that she's a fan favorite of a lot of people, I understand. Maybe I'll like her better this time around, or Kristen's version.
Yeah, I hope they don't bring all the rest of them back either. You know, the other, there was other ones with a brother,
yeah,
and there was a sister and a couple sisters or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I honestly don't really remember. Well, the personalities of the other ones. I don't remember Mary Mora. I don't remember Penelope. I don't remember the brother.
Penelope. That's it. Mary Mora. Yeah. There was two sisters and a brother. Yeah.
So that's going to be really cool. Oh, that's might as well say we'll talk about Kristen then. So, Brady the dumbass took her back.
Brady, doesn't somebody just want to just, like, what is wrong with this man?
Mm-hmm.
Are you nuts? Like, everyone's, and then Jennifer's no help because she's kind of, she still thinks, you know, that they should get back. I think she's happy about it, but everyone else is like, even like Nicole telling them, like, you know, everyone's crazy. I mean, I just can't believe it. It's like, they just got to make him smarter. I mean, yeah, okay. Like, she loves him, and, oh, you know, John told him the truth. But still, it's all the crap she did beforehand. You know, that's the type of person she is, Brady. She's going to do it. And there she is doing it again. He just doesn't know it. You know, she's playing him again. And then she was thinking he was playing her.
Yeah.
She had the nerve to, what a whack job. It's like, whoa. Yeah.
I think maybe she just cannot believe that he's taken her back, and that's why she thinks he's playing her.
Here's my thing. Why would you want a guy that's that stupid? Really? As smart and cunning as she is, not smart, but as manipulative and as nuts as she is, or smart in a way, crazy smart.
Mm-hmm.
Why she wants this dumb guy that can't, you know, that is not even a challenge to her at all? You know?
Well, she can manipulate him.
She can control him, right, true.
She can control him, yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else sees through her, but him. Basically.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer doesn't see through her either, really.
Not Jennifer, or Daniel, too much. But then again, two peas in a pod there. Oh, and you were saying about the Jen Lilly interview, and I had listened to it. You can see she did bring up about, you were asking who about the romantic interest or who should be paired with, and she brought up Dr. Dan.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of looks like now, just lately, she just met him, and she's coming on to him already, in a way. She's looking at him, so I don't know if they're going to go there to make that whole.
Isn't it funny how she got amazingly competent with her job as soon as she met Dr. Dan?
Oh, Uh-huh.
She decided she didn't want to be fired or quit after she met him at the hospital.
Yeah, so she has her eyes on him, so that's even going to piss Jennifer off. And then now knowing that, you know, Jennifer is in a relationship or, like, involved with him, she's going to really go after him, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So should be interesting.
I thought that was funny. I think Jen's doing a great job with her acting because that whole episode kind of cracked me up and made me like Teresa a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out if she's really truly a bad girl or a good girl pretending to be bad. I don't know, because I'm thinking the whole drug thing now is kind of not making sense, you know, how we thought she was like undercover, but it doesn't look like that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't think
because she's really been, you know, doing that, smoking and that herself and everything. You know what I mean? So it's not like they didn't give any indication that that's what it is.
Yeah, and all the interviews Jen did yesterday, she basically said, this is who she is. So, she wasn't trying to be coy and say, oh, you never know what, Teresa's up to. She is what she is. Because, she's talking about the whole shame thing and her daddy issues, and that's why she uses drugs, and that's why she sleeps around. So, sounds to me that's who she really is, that she's not playing JJ, and I don't think she's going undercover because, if she was, I don't think she'd be using like that, especially in a hospital. That's a really easy
right.
Somebody would somebody would know she's smoking pot in the hospital. But so, but yes. Boy, I lost my train of thought. Oh my goodness!
It's the whole JJ thing, and
yeah,
she's begging Abby not to, because Abby walked in on her and she smelled the weeds. You know, was going to tell her mother, but she decided not to because, you know, JJ's pleading with her not to, and they're still going that whole. I mean, he's still not growing on me yet, so I don't know. We'll see. I like his buddy better.
Yeah,
I like him. He's, you know, it's always the guy, you know, the sidekick, the little friend that kind of like stay, even though they're not on that much, but when they're on, they're fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like him and T and the different friends that have been on. But I guess that's not all that's really going on with him. He's still being a pain for his mom and stuff. And it's like for and the whole Daniel Jennifer thing, it's like, I don't care. I don't care if you get back together or not. Like, and I heard Chloe's coming back. Let me see, Chloe's coming back for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, see, anybody who's going to be with anybody, you know, Chloe. I think he belongs with Chloe, actually.
Yeah, they're kind of equally as shallow. It kind of works a little better.
Yeah, it's kind of like they seem to, yeah. And Jennifer, I don't know. So I guess I just can't see her, you know, with, you know, it's always how you think Beau and Hope, and it's always like, okay, Jack and Jen, but I don't know. I don't know who else I'd to see her with. So maybe Brady. I don't know.
Yeah, actually, I could see Jen with better with Brady. And I thought they kind of had cute chemistry, too.
And Jen did too at one point, yeah. I don't like him with Kristen. I don't see it. Especially after I know what she does, I can't. I just don't, you know, don't like. I still like him with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
She's too good, you know, together with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
I do like her and Eric a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of relationship, if it can be anything at this point, you know. He kind of knows now. I mean, EJ, she's really pissed at EJ for...
Yeah, I read the spoilers, he still denies knowing. It's like, you've had three people tell you Nicole has a crush on you.
Point blank out, told him, basically.
Yeah. So, I don't know how I can keep denying. That's just really bizarre. But yes, sudden spoilers, he's denying it. It doesn't make any sense. But I was going to say about JJ, I have a problem with Casey Moss. I mean, his acting's pretty good. And when JJ is just spreading the BS, I mean, you actually kind of believe some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. And then when Jennifer leaves and he's smirking, you realize, oh, yeah, he's just full of crap. But, you know, I actually think he's doing a pretty good job. I just think they need maybe write JJ a little bit more sympathetic, because it just seems like he's just playing the Jack card so often. It doesn't seem like he has any. It just seems like it's just BS that he doesn't really miss his dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I think. It's just an excuse now. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Yeah, it's like too much of it. Yeah, I don't know. But he's doing a good job as a smart alecky kid, because kids will do that. I mean, he's perfect as the one that's like, you know, conning your parents, or the charmer, you know, the old Eddie Haskell, you know. I go way back for that. But, yeah, he's doing a good job that way, yeah.
Yeah, so I like to see him actually mention Jack without the manipulation. You know, why can't he sincerely... Because when the only person, when he had an opening, when Adrian said, you know, you holding Ariana reminded me of when Jack was holding you or whatever, and it actually kind of upset him and he left. So, you know, it just seems like when he has an opportunity to genuinely talk about his dad, he doesn't want to talk about it, but he'll play the Jack card when it benefits him, when it's, you know, has something to do with... Daniel or something. So, but, you know, I just like to see him show some genuine emotions without being manipulative. But this, they do that with Kristen. I mean, I think she generally loves Brady because you can see it when he's not around and no one else is around. But you don't get to see that with JJ. I don't see him in mourning when no one else is around and it doesn't benefit him. So
no, they've never showed that. They've never showed like JJ by himself. He's usually, with someone else.
Yeah, if he's not with his mom, he's trying to make money or get high. But okay, what else happened this week? Yes, and Nicole knows that Kristen and Brady are back together. And Erica knows. Yeah.
And Eric.
Yeah, so.
Eric is, I loved Eric. He was like looks at Brady like, are you out of your mind? Like, he just can't get over it. Like, I mean, I thought he did a good job of like his shock and disgust at Brady.
Yeah, he just, it's great acting on Greg Vaughn's part. He just has that look in his eye like, how effing stupid are you? But he doesn't come out of his mouth.
Yeah. He didn't even have to say, are you, I didn't even have to say the words. This is, it's a look. Yeah.
I mean, he does kind of say it, are you, I think he did say, ask Brady if he was stupid. But, I mean,
he did say stupid.
But he doesn't have to even have to say it. You could just look on his face and see that he just thinks Brady is just the biggest idiot on the planet. So, and he told Brady, he's like, I'm going to pray that Kristen doesn't come between us. And I made a comment that Kristen's probably praying that she's in between Eric and Brady.
Really? Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to be between those two? You.
I wish I was live tweeting on Friday's show, because it was there was a lot of
stuff
that happened.
There were some good lines with Nicole and Victor too. They had a funny scene. They always, how they snark at each other.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember exactly what it was about. How she knew. She said about behaving. I know Maggie told you to behave and you did a good job or whatever. And they were talking about the bishop or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, I don't know what, I can't, it was one funny comment and I can't write. See, I butch it and I laugh at the time. And if I don't write it down, then I forget what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember or maybe somebody will remember, but they had a cute exchange there between them two.
Mm-hmm.
Funny.
I think someone said something about her being a good hostess or something like that. I think the nun kind of left it open for Victor to crack a joke at her expense, and he just let it go, and Nicole thanked him for, not being snarky with her when he had the chance. It was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought, I think Greg Vaughn's doing a great job with Eric, and with Nicole this week got really upset that basically Sammy's arrest upstaged Eric, and I was very impressed with the writing with Eric, because he said, it's not about me, it's about the school, and I just thought that, that was the right thing for him to say. And I mean, I understand Nicole's point of view too, because Eric put a lot of effort in this.
But how he was blaming himself that it was his fault that Sammy got arrested because he wasn't around and I wasn't there for my sister. I'm like, that's a bunch of, that's getting to be a little bit and Nicole more or less told him you can't blame yourself for Sammy. Doing that, whether he was there or not, Sammy's going to do what Sammy wants to do,
Right.
They had a good, that was good scenes between the two of them.
Yeah, it kind of cracked me up. I think she's calling Sammy a bitch and all that. And he's like, what did I tell you about swearing in the church?
I'm waiting for Father Eric to swear. One of these days, well, he's going to let it out. He's going to let all that out one of these days.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
yes.
I think he did say damn once or twice or something, but that's pretty mild.
That's my sister. Yeah. And I, even Sammy, when she was talking to the bishop or whatever, and he was saying, oh, I didn't know you were twins. And she was saying about him being the good one, the good twin, you know. So.
I missed it, but someone had a gif of it. Did Sarah really tell Hope that she hopes to be married as many times as Sammy one day?
Yeah.
Did she really say that? Holy shizzle.
Yes, she did. She did. She says, can I be married as many times as Sammy? That's kind of how she hopes
it.
Can I be
married?
Yes, that was. And somebody on, and then she says about Kristen, isn't Kristen awesome? And then someone on Twitter said, oh, it's really scary, Hope. You better watch your kid. If her two hero, you know, the two women she looks up to in Salem are Sammy and Kristen.
Yeah.
Those are her heroes, yeah. So, yeah, she said, isn't Kristen? Oh, that's when Kristen was, you know, when she was going to give the money to the church instead of showing the movie, you know, because she kept telling the bishop she had a confession to make. She had something she had to tell him or whatever. And then when she heard from Brady, you know, she was just about ready to do it. And she heard that Brady, you know, wanted her back and everything. And then she made up this thing that she was making a scholarship donation to the church. And that's when Sierra said, isn't Kristen awesome? Yeah.
Yeah,
a little fear gets her. She gets her. She's not on much, but when she does, she has some, you know, good lines.
And it was nice that we kind of had a little gathering type party for that. It's always so enjoyable when you see someone getting taken down and they're being taken down in front of a bunch of people. I think that was kind of a letdown.
It's always Sammy, usually. Usually Sammy.
Yeah. It's usually
Sammy
Hammy. Yeah, it's usually Kate busting her. And,
and Abe didn't want to do it. Yeah, Abe didn't really want to. Did you see Abe? He was trying to be nice about it, like Sammy. He didn't want to make this more, come along with me, like quietly. Let's just leave. And, you know, Sammy in her mouth. She kept saying, no, get out of here. I'll be alone. You know? Well, finally he had to, like, say it loud so everybody could hear. But he was trying to get her to come with him without making a scene, but she made it into a scene, and of course she made it into all about Sammy again on Eric's day.
Yeah, poor Eric. He's trying to be there for his parishioners, and 99% of the time he has to fix his family's problems. Usually his siblings. So
yeah.
Okay, let me think. I have nothing written down today.
A lot of it was the church, you know, the dedication, and then Sammy going down, and then with the video being exposed, and seeing with Justin and EJ, and then Will and Sonny finding out. And then with,
I guess it's probably not this week. It's probably going to be next week when Adrian really gets ringed out for what she did.
Okay. Because really, Sonny hasn't really talked to her. Justin has, but he hasn't really confronted, or Will hasn't seen her or Sonny. And Sonny realized what happened. He kept saying, oh, it's my fault. You know, he did tell Will. He remembers now what happened, that he was the one that gave his mother the video. Mistakenly, but he still, you know, he's probably going to blame himself. And I guess we don't see Nick. Has Nick left town? Or Gabby told Rafe that Nick was still in town, but they just weren't together. I heard her say that.
There is supposed to be a Teresa Nick scene soon. So I think he's still in town.
there was Teresa and Nick. Now, that should be
interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was a point in time where Blade Barris, I think, was off because I guess they were in contract negotiations. And then, remember, he was in, Argentina promoting his movie. He was doing some film festivals and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. I did see where Sean Douglas tweeted about Scenes with Hope. So he must be doing so. Finally, I guess we'll be seeing him. He has some Scenes with Hope.
Yeah, I saw some Christian Alfonso fans said they heard from Christian. She also said there were some scenes with Fargus coming up soon. And Sean said they were, what was the word he used? Was it like explosive or, let me see, I'm on his Twitter. I'm going to see what he said about his scenes with her. Okay, Michelle on the show, that's not it. That's not him. Here's the hint, I do have more scenes coming up with A Lovely Hope. I thought he said something else about it, but I guess that was all he wrote.
Hmm. Well, that's good, though. At least we know that he's still there.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's not showing me, though, as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. I mean, this guy could be the
biggest. Yeah.
One of the biggest mistakes Dave has ever made, they don't get this guy in contract. I mean, it's just ridiculous. He's great-looking.
Right.
He's funny, fantastic actor. His chemistry with all the girls. And there's just all these single women on the show. And you need another guy, but you can't have everybody going after Daniel. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You have Eric as a priest, and it looks like he's going to stay a priest. He's not going to give in to Nicole. So then you have Brady, and you know, he's a little bit on the Mimbo side.
We think to do something about Brady, you know?
Yeah. I'm actually okay with him being kind of dumb, because I like the way Aaron Martzoff plays it. Like, he has a sense of humor about it. You know,
he's dumb.
You know,
I guess
he's
just naive, I guess, in a sweet way, I guess. Stupid, but, like, he just sees so much good in it, you know what I mean? He wants to see that. Which,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I can understand that, but still. How many chances do you give somebody? You know?
Yeah. But I like Brady and Kristen a lot more than I did Brady and what's-her-face from last year. What the hell was her name? Sarah Brown's character.
Oh.
Madison.
Oh, yeah, I didn't care for her at all.
No.
I didn't really like the other one. Ariana. I didn't like her either.
No. It didn't work either. Yeah, I really think that this was the best coupling, besides with Ari Zucker, that he's had so far, is with Eileen Davidson. So... I could sort of see it. But I think, you know, what she did with Eric, there's no way in hell when he finds out he's going to forget that. There's no way.
If it comes out, you mean if Brady finds out what she did to Eric? Oh, if he did, you know. I mean, that's his brother. Well, no, not stepbrother, but still, they're close. You know, still family, just, you know, but. Geez, what he was intending to do, you know, to hurt him, using him, an innocent person, just to get back at Marlena. So I guess that'll come out. I don't know. I suppose.
Well, it's going to have to come out eventually. There's no way they can put that horse back in the barn. It's coming out.
Right.
Yeah, they need to do something with Abigail. The whole thing with Cameron's not working, not really moving forward.
We know Chad's not staying, so it's like...
Chad's not staying.
You'd like to get invested in those two, but, you know, when you know he's not going to be there, you know, well, okay, they're not going to be a couple then. Well, he's not going to be around. Unless she's leaving, but I didn't hear that.
No, I didn't hear that. And there's... spoilers coming out. There's something wrong with Chad, medically speaking. Something like he had...
a tumor or something, probably. Because he's been complaining of headaches. He got hit on the head when he was at the beach. And then he was, when he was talking to EJ there, when EJ brought down Stefano, he got up and he kind of got dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
And EJ says something, well, what's the matter? And he says, something maybe a little bit, because he was drinking, so a little too much to drink or something. But And then Cameron kept saying, you better get that head checked. You know, you took a pretty good hit. You know, and so that was kind of like something's up, you know. So I'm wondering if they're going to kill the character off. You know, another one, another Dimera dead.
Yeah. Can they really do another brain tumor storyline? We just had one with Alexi.
Yeah. Are they going to say because they're brother and sister? I don't know. EJ better start looking. He's watching out. I don't know. Not too many Dimera kids left.
Yeah.
Well, Peter's out there somewhere, I guess.
Yeah, no one really mentions Peter anymore. You'd think it would come up between Kristen and Jennifer at least once.
Yeah, I haven't heard his name mentioned at all.
Yeah, because if you didn't know, you wouldn't know that Kristen and Jennifer were ex-sister-in-laws. Yeah, it doesn't get brought up. Yeah, I mean, they need something better for Abby to do than running around and trying to get Jennifer back together. I mean, it's just like, you know, your mom's taking a break from her relationship to deal with her son, which, you know, she's kind of not really raising him. She's not really spending that much more time with him. She's still kind of leaving him alone, and he's doing whatever the hell he wants behind her back.
Right, so. Yeah, he's, 17? He's supposed to be 17 or whatever. And then they did say something, like Abby said to JJ. She says, oh, come on, she's at least 10 years older than you. So that's what I was thinking. I guess Jen Lilly's character, or Teresa's supposed to be like 25, 26, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mid-20s. So.
Oh, yeah, and Teresa asked JJ to get her Coke.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's a big step up from marijuana. So, I'm going to bring on Amanda, see what she had to say about this week.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Amanda.
Hi.
Hey, sorry about last week.
It's all right.
We didn't know there was any calls, I guess. Well, I couldn't see the dashboard.
Yeah. Oh God, this week. there's so much.
What did we miss?
Oh, you talked about most of it, but I remember when I was watching this show, I kept wanting to smack people. Some of the characters, because I'm kind of going, oh, come on, you dumbasses. I don't even know where to start. There's so many. First of all, as you said before, favorite scene of the week is the whole thing with EJ and Adrian. And I just, before he even said anything, the look on his face, I was hysterical, like, oh, Adrian, you really are an idiot. Did she not consider that EJ would want to come after her for what she was doing to his fiance? I mean, she's really this stupid. You pissed off a Dimera. What's wrong with this woman? But she did not think she actually thought she could do this, and nobody would be upset with her. I mean, how dumb is she?
Is everyone upset with her?
Oh, well, I would be too. I can't wait for the rest of the Bradys find out. I mean, isn't she supposed to be friends with some of these Bradys? And she's basically sending one of the relatives to prison. I mean, come on. I would hate to be her friend. My God. You know. Mm-hmm. And you got that going on. And poor Justin's like, the look on his face when he realized his wife did this is like, oh, God. He's like, he was praying she was behind this. But when he realized that, you see how pissed off he was. And I was like, thank God. And that fight between Adrian and Justin. And I loved how she was trying to justify everything, which she's totally in the wrong here. It's like, why did you never mention the word video to me? I was like, thank you. Whenever she was like, you know, because you remember those scenes with Justin and her when she was talking to Sunny, she never mentioned a video at all. And obviously, if she mentioned it to Justin, they could have talked about it, which I thought was a valid point.
Right. She didn't make much of an effort. She said, I tried to tell you, but she didn't, you know, she just should have just screamed it out, you know?
And he's like, when?
When?
He wasn't letting her get away with everything.
He was too busy with, you know, wanting to join EJ's. Yeah.
Oh, then you try to blame him for trying to work with, you working with EJ. And he's like, he's looking like, is she really going to bring this up to justify everything? And I actually enjoyed when EJ was almost going to attack her in that room. I just thought that was fantastic. But
oh, yeah, did you see him come after her?
You
was like,
I was going, why? I'm like, Justin, why did you have to push him back? Please, she deserves it. I didn't feel like I wanted him to hurt a woman or anything, but you could see that rage was just coming off of him. And I just, I'm sorry, I like seeing the dark side of EJ. I do. Because when it comes out, you know, it's fun to watch. That was interesting scene. Who else was stupid this week? Abigail. Oh, my God. She needs to get a life. Oh, she's like Jennifer part two. I just can't deal with her anymore. She's just like Jennifer. It's like, oh, God. It's like, why would anybody want to be with this person? She's just so, she's annoying. She's always judging everybody. And, you know, it's like, the whole thing when she had with Chab, he's going to protect her and keep her out of this whole mess, you know, and whatever. I'm thinking to myself, you're lucky to get away from her. even if you had a head problem, you know. And I can understand why Casey wants to leave now. And he's a really good actor. They weren't really, for a long time, they were not using him. Why would he want to stay on a show where they're not using you? You know, you're just cashing in a paycheck and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can understand why he'd want to leave, you know. And suddenly now, when he decides to leave, they're going to start using him now. I just hope they don't, like, recast him, because my point being is, you know, if you didn't use Chad before, why are you suddenly going to use him now, you know? So that's kind of like, and then Cameron, oh, my God. Why do you have to be so boring? He's so boring to watch. Mm-hmm. I want to like him. I really have tried to give him time, but it's been, like, what? He's been on since, what, December, right? I mean, I haven't seen any improvement at all. And it's like, they should just write the character off. Because, you know, oh, my God, I tried. I try to give actors time, you know. Sometimes it's just how when they first come on, they don't know how to write people when they first come on sometimes. And you have to give them a few months. And the actor starts really coming to the role, and you kind of see more layers to the character and, you know, stuff like that. But I just don't see any layers at all. So I don't know. That is like, oh. Let's see, what else happens? Like, oh, Rafe. Oh, God. I like.
Do you agree with me?
He acts like he always acted. He always acted like he had no brain cells, so he's
like,
acting like himself.
Like he was in a coma. It's like there's no difference.
Yeah, but that's how Rafe always was. That's why I never liked Rafe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I could tolerate him when he has some scenes with Kate, but then I don't know. It's just like, I can take him in small doses. He's one of those characters for me. But whenever he starts, you know, trying to sink, it's like, no. You know, it's kind of like, I think somehow he's going to screw things up for Sammy. Because Rafe can't help himself, you know. He's all sanctimonious and all other crap. I don't know. Kate, I feel bad for Kate, though, because I love her so much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of want her to be with somebody who has a brain cell. You know, I just want her to have someone who actually could, I don't know, think. You know? Of course, I'm sure I know there are a lot of people who like them together, and I don't mind them together.
Yeah. The sex,
you know,
yeah, the sex scenes, and that they are hot together that way, I have to admit, when I first saw them that way. So
just,
that's
I don't,
a different pairing.
The only issue I have
better.
is that when one of the reasons I really hated him and Sammy together is that they try to make her more tamed down so they could justify the pairing, and I'd rather have Kate alone than have her tamed down. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to see her, if she wants to decide to go out, she's going to decide to go and kill somebody. I want to see her be able to do that and wonder, oh, I can't do that. Rafe will think less of me. I don't want to see Kate like that. I'd rather see her kicking ass than, you know, doing what she does. The badass that she is. I love Kate like that, you know. I'm glad people are, and plus I'm glad people are finally telling Rafe crap. I mean, he can obviously handle it, you know. It's kind of like, it's about time. Let's see, a lot happened while Lil got shot. You got beat nearly to death. Let's see. Oh, by the way, Sammy killed a guy who was trying to, you know, cut you. You know, it's about time. It's like, it's like, and the other thing, this is going to sound so stupid, but why did it take so long for the guy to read the newspaper, damn? It took him 40 minutes of the show to bring in the newspaper or something? I know it's such a stupid thing, but I'm like, oh, come on. Just pick up the newspaper and bring it to him. How hard is that? Trying to think what else I found interesting this week. Of course, the arrest. I thought was interesting. I wanted, did anybody else want to smack that DA at all? She wanted this done in front of the cameras. And I remember A point out, it's her ceremony. You actually want to do this? I thought that was a little despicable, pretty much.
And right, she's kind of interrupting a church thing. You know, so they could have waited, really. Why did it have to be that exact moment? You know, she could have waited 10 minutes or whatever.
And here's another problem that just shows you how, what a money, ambitious little annoying she is. She thinks she wanted to verify the tape was actually real before she actually got an arrest warrant from her boss. You know what I mean? Because if she wants to present this as evidence in a court case, they're going to have to verify this by a lap. You think they would have done that first, because that would actually, you know, make sense. Didn't Eve, like, say, you want to check this out? And she's like, and she goes, I got what I need. I'm like, really? In this town, when people fake stuff how many times? You think you want to make sure you got the right stuff.
Is this real? Oh, it's real. Well, yeah, she just took her word for it.
Because, you know, because agent would never lie. Come on. And my first thought was, you know, I'm assuming Adrian's probably going to have to testify because she's the one who brought the evidence to, you know, the prosecutor.
Right.
I'm thinking myself, that means anything Adrian's ever done could definitely be brought up against her. Like, that alone, I do want to see that scene. Just, oh, my God. I'm like going, this DA cannot be this stupid. Then I'm like, wait a minute, this is Salem. I went, okay. Come on, really? You know, it's kind of, I just was getting a kick at certain people. I literally thought Sonny was going to kill his mother when he was asking her that. He was like, he was about to yell. I think just like, this is not the time or place. I just love how Just is like the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that character. But I'm thinking, I don't know, I'm not sure his marriage is going to survive much longer. Because I have a feeling she's not going to stop here. She's still probably going to make excuses and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know, if I was Sonny, I'd be like, well, let me see, basically turn this over, which, the other thing is an issue I thought with Sonny is that she basically, something that she got from him, and yeah, she got him that immunity, whatever, crap, I don't think, see him testifying against Sammy, I don't care what, you know, Adrian thinks, but, you know, technically, she was okay with basically stabbing herself in the back to basically get back at the woman she hates, and I know some people say, well, she was protecting her son. But what if the prosecutor didn't agree to give the immunity? She could have yanked that thing out of Adrian's hand, and she could have prosecuted Sonny. And if he doesn't cooperate, mm-hmm. she might still do that. You know what I mean?
She can get Sonny, and she can get Will, she can get Chad, she can get Abby, and she can get EJ.
Yeah.
They all saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm sure her brother would be real thrilled that she's endangering his daughter's freedom. I mean, oh, yeah, I'm sure Jack would love that. And she doesn't mm-hmm. really, she's not thinking about the fallout. And the other thing is, as much as she made the test, Sammy, what about Sammy's children? Does she think about them at all? No.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait, what is going on? It's like, meanwhile, one of the people she lives with, Maggie, how close, you know, Maggie and Sammy are family, last time I checked, aren't they? Or the like family or whatever. They live in the same house. And she didn't.
Yeah, like family.
It never occurred to her that might be an issue. I think it will affect a lot of the campus, which is always good. But it's kind of like, oh my God, woman, you know. Although I did think poor Sonny, when he dawned on him how his mother got it. I did like that scene with him and Will. I thought it was really great before Justin came over to talk to them. You know, for Sonny, it's not his fault. His mother's a pain in the ass. which I'm glad Will pointed out, it's not your fault. And I thought that was a really good scene, because you don't really get a lot of chance to see Will comforting Sonny. He's usually the other way around. So I think that was good. And I did like the scene with Justin. Yeah, Justin was great when they came over when they explained this. I love how he took it in stride. You know, he just finds out his son's boyfriend, you know, shot EJ how many years ago. And he's, like, taking it all in stride. He's, okay, just don't tell anybody. Give me a dollar.
And look, he wasn't that shocked or, like, surprised. Oh, okay.
I'm sure he's heard a lot of things over the years, but it probably that he's like, this is why no one, they didn't mention the video. So
can they really get Will for that, for shooting EJ, even if EJ, you know? I guess what they, is the cover-up is what Will's worried. I mean, he was 14 at the time. Yeah. I'm thinking they could get him off really easy.
Oh, yeah, I think it would be pretty easy, because, you know, EJ would probably testify on his behalf.
EJ would be press charges, you know, or what, you know, and he was a minor at the time. But I guess it's the suppressing of the evidence and everything, and he's afraid that they're going to get Hope in trouble and Roman and all that.
But the ironic part about this is that I think everyone, you know, the importance of Ray's will probably stand right behind it. They're like, oh, leave him alone. We've done worse things than him. Because let's be honest, look what
You think about it, everyone has.
The difference is, what I like about when it comes to Will, he feels so bad about not taking responsibility for it. You know, he obviously feels guilty about it, which shows he's got a conscience. And how these other people in town have done horrible stuff, they're like, oh, yeah, that was years ago, it's no big deal. You know, so I would love to see Kate's reaction to find out about it, because she has no idea at all. It wouldn't change anything, of course, because I think if you pretty much said orphan and fire, and Kate would probably find a justification for it, because that's Kate, when she loves somebody, you know. I think it's probably eventually going to get out, you know, at this point. But, you know, like I said earlier, it's not going to help Sammy if he confesses a little bit, make other things look worse, unless they try to explain the fact that he was basically stealing evidence or something, you know, Bernardi and all that. I don't know how they're going to get Sammy out of this. I think somehow Stefano's going to be involved somehow. If it's a benefit to him, he'll do it. I think people forget that Stefano can't be charged with anything. Remember, he still has that immunity thing.
Oh.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So if they use that, he could pretty much go up there and say, yeah, I gave him the razor, I sent him to Rafe's room, I want him to be cut. And he can say that, and nothing will happen to him, you know, assuming the writers actually remember any of that, because they tend to forget stuff like that sometimes, as we all know.
Unless somehow, and then, you know, because EJ's cut him out off of everything, but now he might need Stefano.
Yeah.
And to get Sammy out, he's going to let Stefano back in to the family, you know what I mean?
He might have to go
crawling on his knees. Isn't that what Stefano said to him? When you come back on your knees, crawling on your knees.
Or unless somebody else goes to Stefano for help and asks for help in this. It's possible. Mm-hmm. Like maybe say Will. Maybe.
Yeah.
He might make a deal with the devil to save his mother. He would do it, you know. So he's the one who bails Sammy out always, doesn't he? Isn't he always like taking care of her all these years? Even when he was like
oh,
five
yeah,
or
yeah,
something?
Oh, yeah. He's like the adult in that whole between him
yeah.
Between Sammy and Lucas, yeah, even, yeah.
Even Lucas has said that how many times. And
oh,
even
Lucas
Marlena,
has said that, yeah.
And Marlena always calls up Sammy and she goes, you know what, he's always taking care of you. Don't think at that time you act like an adult? I've always loved those, like, when they bring that up. And Sammy never denies it. It's really dysfunctional how he had to be the parent. I think when Lucas referred to her as a 12-year-old, she hasn't changed much.
No.
Speaking of which, I think Lucas is supposed to be on this week, which I'm really looking forward to. He's supposed to be there to support Sammy with everything. I'm like, yay!
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I love that. I like those scenes. I'm just glad that, you know, even if they don't have ever together again, I like the fact they have that dynamic, all that history. You can always feel in the scenes together, and they know each other so well. And I just really like that dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they would have him on more, because he's so good.
What do you think about EJ scaring the back crap out of Adrian? Amanda, like that.
Oh my God, it was so wonderful. And I was like, I would be scared too, okay? She couldn't even get out of the door handle. It's hilarious. I was watching with a friend of mine, and he was hysterical. He goes, that surf's all right. What's she thinking, pissing off E.J. DeMera? Is she nuts? which was so true. It's like, what was she thinking? And I loved it before he even said anything. And the way he was just looking at her, she looked up and saw that she looked like she was going to wet herself. It was hilarious. I couldn't stop laughing. And some people went, well, don't you think he was being a little over the top? I go, no, I think he was pretty calm considering. Because we know what EJ is capable of, let's be honest. I was saying to my dad the other day, I'm like, well, you know, EJ may not do something today. He may not do something next week, but it could be a year or two that he might take his time. So when the agent thinks nothing's going to happen, then he might do something. And don't you think Sammy's going to do something after all this? Come on now. This is Sammy we're talking about.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Thought this through.
Oh, yeah,
I would
Sammy
be pissed.
Won't forget it.
You know, I think the only thing is saving Adrian right now is the fact that she's married to Justin and that Sonny is her son. You know, I think that if that weren't the case, I think Edie would knock her off without hesitation. Think about it. I mean, come on. I'm like, is she so lucky that Justin's her husband? I swear to God. And the DJ really seems to like Sonny a lot. She's, like, so lucky she's related to those people right now. It's like, oh, my God. I mean, you can hate someone all you want, but she had to know what was going to happen when she turned that tape over. I mean, she's God had to know the damage she was going to cause. And even when Justin said to her, they're talking about charging her with murder one, she goes, well, that's what they feel they have to do. I'm like, oh, are you serious right now? I mean, you know, for all they try telling her this guy was not this upstanding guy. You know.
Yeah, well, she doesn't believe it. Yeah.
She doesn't want to believe it. That's the difference. You know, Justin's trying to explain, do you have any idea what you've done? It really has not hit her yet. I was thinking to myself, you know, if a jury doesn't indict murder one, wouldn't that make her eligible for the death penalty or at least life in prison?
Sammy.
Oh. I mean, she did, technically, the murder of a police officer is a capital offense, especially if they can prove premeditation. You know, I'm sure they at least want life in prison.
There was a motive that she had that she planned it.
Well, you know, yes, they had the video, and the guy knows the prosecutor is proud of that, but she's got to prove what the fight was about. She really wants to prove a motive. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she's going to come up with, because we all know what that fight was about, so I don't know what she's going to come up with. Oh, the actress of playing her is doing a good job, but God, I can't stand her.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, really? Who would do this when they're dedication to a school for kids? It's like, really? It's because the press is there, but still. I love how, didn't Abe, like, mention it? Is this because the press is there or something like this? Abe would just say, he looks so unhappy. He's like, he did not want to be there. And he also realized when Abe was in the room and AJ came in, you know what's wrong with Abe knows that she's really gonna be yelled at in a minute. He could see it coming. he's like, okay, we should probably leave. I just thought that was so funny. I love to talk about seeing Abe more and like Roman's been on more the last few weeks and he's been in what years.
Yeah.
I actually like those two characters. I like seeing them on. I like when she's getting arrested, and Roman goes, "What the hell?
What the hell?"
That was great.
Yeah, we haven't heard that for a while. What the hell?
Think about it. If you were like someone, would you be like, "What the hell's going on?" Because that was a real reaction.
He always says that. Yeah.
Although I have to say that I think Nicole wasn't using her brain cell this week because Eric is supposedly her friend, and basically his sister has basically been arrested for murder, and she's bad-mouthing his sister, who he really loves, and he's looking like he can't believe she's actually saying this right now. And I think to myself, maybe he should be bad-mouthing his sister who just got arrested in front of everybody, the whole family, who's probably hurting. I'm like, oh, Nicole. Not her best move. It's like, I could see why Eric was getting really pissed about that. I mean, you can have issues with your sibling, but if that person's being threatened in some way, you're going to be pissed and you're going to stand up for them, no matter what kind of mess they kind of cause. It's like, cool. Oh, but Eric says she's got to ruin everything. I'm like, I don't think Sandy planned on getting arrested for murder today, so I don't think this is really her fault. You want, you should go pay a visit to Adrian, you know? It's her fault. Although I do love Nicole, especially when she saw Brittany and Kristen together. She's like, she looks, she goes, oh my God, what the hell? People said,
yeah,
what the hell this week?
Just the look on her face, too, was like, yeah.
Oh.
She's at it again.
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll last very long, so.
Huh.
Depending on how long they drag out, you know Brady's going to find out. I'm sorry, I think this will actually be worse than finding out about the mugging. Because it's like,
because
how close, ever since they brought the character Eric back, they've really had that, showing that relationship between him and Brady a lot, and seeing how important that relationship is to Brady. Oh hell no. When he finds out, I would not want to be Kristen. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my God. I think I would hope after that it'd be like, yeah, I don't think so. We might see, like, drunk, I'm going to bury you alive, Brady, again. I wonder if we're going to see that side of Brady again. He might lose it again, which was kind of fun
mm-hmm.
last time we had that. I love Eric Marsoff, so that would be interesting to say, because that can happen any time. God knows that would probably be the one thing that would set him off the edge if she did that. Because, you know, Eric's an innocent, as you said earlier. I don't know which one it was innocent, and just the fact that she drugged him and everything else, and obviously the side effects he had afterwards, and you can see how worried Brady is about that. Find out, you know, what happened, why he got sick afterwards and everything. So that should be interesting.
Yeah.
What was your favorite stuff this week?
Monday's episode was the best, and it kind of really got downhill with the week. I mean, the show is so good when
Friday
Danny first
got
on. Friday. I'm glad they're doing the Friday cliffhangers, thank God. And it sounds like, I don't know what happened on Bold and Beautiful on Friday, but that's what everybody was tweeting about. So it sounds like they dropped a big bomb on Friday, too. So I'm glad everybody's bringing back the Friday cliffhangers.
Right.
But I think the show would be amazing without the Danvers stuff. The Danvers stuff just drags everything down.
Right. I don't like them. They're boring, and they don't really do anything for the show. I just wish the writers would realize this. I mean, they have to be aware of how much people hate them. Sean Christian knows this from going to fan events. He's well aware of how much hate there is for it. How could the writers not
really?
I mean, I guess a few months ago, someone I knew actually went to a fan event where he was at and talked about that. And he goes, yes, I'm well aware of how people feel. So he's not, like, unaware, so... You know, he knows. I'm sure the NBC days must get a lot of tweets about that. I know I tweet about it quite a bit when I watch a scene going, oh, dear God, please, no. You know, so. Buy a clue, Gary Tomlin. Seriously. You can like somebody all you want, but it's not working at all. I don't think it's ever really worked. I watched a little bit, but the first time they were together before Jack came back, but I didn't really, I don't know. I mean, they had some little dynamic was a little more interesting, but I just didn't feel like they were, I didn't think it would go beyond a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like a little flirtation. I could understand that, but after that, I'm like, nah, no, there's really nothing there. So, I don't know.
I didn't realize people were going up to Sean Christian saying they hated Danifer. That's kind of a ballsy thing to say.
Very much that. Yeah. I think he handled it pretty well, considering. But yeah, he said, I still make a comment here or there about it.
The truth. You know?
Yeah, he's aware.
Yeah. Oh, I think when they see you, when they go there, they'll say whether they like the character or they like the storyline or not. You know,
well, a lot of times the actors will ask.
Or I like you with, or like even when with that whole jammy Jolie thing at the time, you know, at those fan events, people were like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm sure James Scott and Allison Sweeney heard, oh, I like you, jammy, I hate you, Jolie, you know, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
They had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
Right. Yeah. But yeah. I'm trying to think what else happened this week. Oh, yeah, people were making comments on Twitter about Gabby. How come she never could see Beale? Like, why was Will there? Why can't she ever take the baby anywhere without having Sunny or Will there with her? She like afraid of having the baby
ever.
Or something?
She's hardly ever with the baby. It seems like Will's always the one with the baby. Seems like she's never there. She's always out doing something.
And when she is with the baby, she seems so uninterested unless someone else is there with her. And I'm kind of wondering, is she, like, at all bonding the baby, or she just really don't care? It's not living up to the fantasy she had in her head? I don't know. Because she had to admit, she had this fancy idea of what being a mom is going to be like. I don't think she realized the reality of what it was. She should just ask Will. He took care of his siblings for how much? He was taking care of them when he was living with his family.
Yeah.
So he knew the reality of it. It's not like it was a big shock. You know. Let's be honest. He was taking care of those kids a lot of times more than Sammy was. He was, like, helping Rafe all the time with them. You know. I remember watching the show going, you know, shouldn't Sammy be doing that so that he can actually have a life? You know. I think it's great that he wanted to pitch in and help. That's great, but, you know, he should be doing his homework or, you know, hang out with some friends a little bit. And again, it's not, well, it's just Sammy, so he takes care of her, he takes care of everybody else, so, you know. I don't know. When is Nick finally going to get some therapy? He seriously needs to get some therapy.
Oh, Will's been needing therapy for years. You know, I'm sure he probably thinks, man, I should have just stayed with Carrie Austin and Switzerland.
Yeah.
Oh, someone made a comment. Go ahead, honey.
Oh, what was that about? You said it was me and Nick and Teresa's hand coming up?
Yeah, Teresa versus Nick or something, yeah.
That should be interesting. Actually, I don't mind her, actually. I thought I would, I like the actress, and I was like, I'll give her a few weeks. And she doesn't really bother me, which I thought she would, considering, I know, how they bring people on, and so they, I don't know. She's I like how upfront she is, the fact that she doesn't care about stuff. She's not like, she got arrested, Sammy got arrested. I'll go buy some shoes or something. I don't know why I've done that, so... They're so amusing. I don't know why I found it amusing. I know I feel like, well, she's a cold bitch. Well, yeah, but she's not really hiding it.
Yeah. She's kind of like a female version of JJ. You know, you know what I mean? She kind of just kind of only cares about herself, doesn't really care about the rest of the family. And, especially when she said Jen that line of crap, oh, I'm sorry, I haven't done my work, but I've been there for my family since Sammy got arrested. And Jen's like, I just had dinner with your family and they haven't seen you. And she said, she tried to pull a JJ on Jennifer and Jennifer saw through it. So I thought that was kind of funny.
I do get a kick out of the way she'll roll her eyes after Jennifer leaves the room. I think we've all done that when Jennifer's on TV, so I understand your frustration, Teresa.
Well, if you're going to send a family member to Salem to have someone keep an eye on them and make sure they're in the straight and narrow path, wouldn't Jennifer be like one of the people you would not have on that list? I mean, doesn't Jennifer really have right? Hands full with JJ, and she's not doing a very good job with him. So why would you give him a 25, 27-year-old, have her babysit a 27-year-old? That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Although, what was it my favorite Teresa part this week? Oh, yeah, when she was on the phone with her friend, she's talking about, well, he doesn't have a ring. Well, that would never stop me before. She looks around, and there's Kaylee giving the evil eye. I was hysterical.
Oh, yeah, when Kayla walked in, when she was overheard her on the phone. Yeah. I like that.
I just thought, oh no. And then here came the speech she's been getting from everybody. It's like, we were given this chance, a great opportunity. I'm thinking to myself, oh my lord, even I'm getting annoyed by all these people laying out so thick. It's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she got in some trouble, and I'm assuming it's LA because if she talked to her friend on the phone, it was about LA. And obviously, that's why she's there. But I'm thinking to myself, probably some reason why she got into all this trouble. I'm sure we're going to find out soon enough. But it's kind of like overly saying all this stuff. It's kind of like, it looks like I'm like, whatever. I don't know why I find it so funny, because it shouldn't be, and I probably shouldn't like the character, but I don't know. She kind of reminds me of some people I used to know, and not to the point that what she obviously doing the drugs part, but it's kind of like people who kind of get in trouble is usually a reason why they're acting out, and I would like to see more of it, you know, because I kind of like sometimes the scenes when she has with JJ, like when he was talking about his father and talking about that, and you kind of saw a little bit where there was some concern there, so obviously she's not totally a bad person, you know, there's some inkling there that she is capable of caring.
Mm-hmm.
You see more of that with her than you see with JJ sometimes, unless when he's alone, mm-hmm. you kind of see sometimes. I wish they had him alone a little more so you can see a little more of that. I think you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of what he's doing is a reaction to the Jack's main dad, but we're not really getting to see a lot more of that. I would like to see more of that. I just wish I really hate when they bring characters on and they do everything they can to make me dislike them. And it's like, why do that to an actor? And how are they supposed to really make the character work if you kind of cripple them a little bit?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Because people do a lot of bad stuff when they're grieving. They act out. They do self-destructive things all the time. You know, if you show that a little bit more of why people are doing some stupid decisions, you know, I wouldn't mind the journey so much. Because I think it could be a really good character if they just give him more layers, so it's not just so superficial. Although I have to admit, sometimes I do enjoy seeing how stupid Jennifer is. It's like, come on, he's not even that smart about it. She leaves the room and just looks so like he's a complete idiot. It's like, he doesn't even have to pull the father card. All he has to do is talk about Daniel and he just caved. It's like, everything Daniel's telling her is so true that he knows how to play her. And she actually expects Daniel just, you know, as much as I don't like them together, she actually expects Daniel to sit in the silence and wait for her to figure this out. And that could be how long, months. I'm like, that's a little arrogant. I know if I was Daniel, I wouldn't wait. You know? It's like, oh my God, really, Jennifer? Either you can be the person or you're not going to be with them. If you're basically going to put it on hold, you know, how long are they supposed to wait for? A month? Mm-hmm. 2 months? This could be like half a year later. You know, it's a day's schedule. It could be 6 months later. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what she's thinking. I don't know if there's anything else that happens. Like, where's Nick?
I think he's way back then.
I know. It's just like, I know there was some spoiler about him and Maggie having a talk. I think she wants him to get some therapy, which I definitely think he desperately needs.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually, if he doesn't, he's just going to, something bad will happen again. I don't think he wants to slip into those patterns again. It's pretty funny to me if you go online, the people have more sympathy for Nick, who's actually admitting how badly he screwed up, especially whenever he has a scene with Will. And then when it comes to Gabby, they're like, oh, please, whatever. I just think it's so funny. She just knows there's really no sympathy for her. It's not like she didn't know half the stuff when she was married to Nick. It's not. That's why I love the fact she's playing the victim later on. Because it's like, oh, it's not like she didn't know he was being a bigot because he told her. It's not like she didn't know he was blackmailing Will. He told her. He just didn't tell her what it was. So I'm like, why is she so surprised? I don't understand. She's like a horrible friend, I swear to God. Because either down the road sometime she's going to start to try to use that kid to get, I don't know, Will to do some stupid crap, because that just seems like her thing. And I just think she's going to be surprised when he's like, I don't think so, because he was kind of a pawn, used as a trophy, I think, as he said in last year there was some scene where he said he always felt like that he was like some kind of pawn in a little game between Sammy and Lucas, and whoever had him had the upper hand or something. I don't think he's going to let her pull that crap. I think she's going to be really shocked by that. And he loves that kid so much. You get to see every time they're standing together, he's like, he'd just be happy to spend all his time with her. You know? Mm-hmm. Well, considering, isn't Gabby always taking a test or doing some homework at the library? She never would. I understand, working together. I think it's great that doing that. But sometimes it seems like Will and Sunny are the real parents of that kid.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't mind so much. It's just like, Gabby, you really need to, I don't know, something. So she was talking about, you know, to Rafe about where she was living and the whole situation. Everyone's helping out. I'm thinking to myself, what universe is she talking about? Although, did you see Rafe's face when he saw the baby?
Oh, yeah. I missed that part. I saw the rest of the episode, but I saw he saw the baby. Aw, was it cute?
The look, yes. Well, he just looked at her. I'm like, oh, we're going to probably see big, protective Uncle Rafe, probably.
Aw. That's so cool.
It was cute, though. I am going to curious how they're going to do that. I think he will make a good uncle. I definitely think that. Because I did think he made a good stepfather, so I can definitely see that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he's got a great way with kids. If you think about it, it's kind of odd how many characters we have in their 30s and 40s that are childless. You got Brady, and you got Rafe, and Nicole, you know.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, I'm just saying, but all three of them want kids. You know, I'm saying all three of them want them. But, it is kind of odd. It's usually they're at the ages when people are saying, okay, I'm done. Not let's start one. It's like, I'm done with my family. But
and there's some people who wait to, you know, later in life anyway, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, men can wait till their deathbed.
Really. Exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead, hon.
Yes. The thing is, if he does stay with Kate, he can't have any kids with her. So, because she's, because she's too old for that. So there's no way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why, I, as much as I enjoy them when they have scenes together, you know, I don't really see where they would go. Obviously, you know, for now, they're going to have them together. But at some point down the road, he's probably going to realize, you know, there's certain things I might not be able to have, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, realistic with a couple who have those age groups. They deal with that question all the time, so that's realistic, you know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and Kate's a great-grandma, so.
Right. And she was so cute when she was holding Ariana. Like, aw. She's so cute with kids.
Yes, that's what the Lauren's fans have a saying that Kate was small children. That's what they refer to her scene. So, yeah, I tweeted that to Anna on Friday. Kate was small children. Just so she knew, because she was working. Yeah.
Right.
So, I know. I feel bad Anna's finally has something to talk about with Kate and Raiden. She's not here tonight.
Yeah, I always wait for her,
I think we covered
her rape report.
Yeah, we did cover it. But Anna's so enthusiastic about Kate and Raiden.
Yeah, she is.
She's more enthusiastic than we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there anything else before we wrap it up? I have a cat in my lap, and he's trying to fall asleep on me. And he's
covered everything.
I think
he's
biting
me.
Everything.
Yeah. The cat is biting me. He's so mad I'm on the phone.
My cat does that.
Just like a kid.
Yep, so I remind everybody, if you didn't listen to Jen Lilly's interview yesterday, listen to that here. Mm-hmm. We have Tao on August 7th at 10 p.m., so make sure you get your questions ready, and don't be nervous, because he's very easy to talk to. So thanks so much for calling in, Amanda. You're always entertaining.
You're
always appreciated. And Marianne, you're awesome. You're the best. We will see everybody.
Yeah.
So I need to let my cat sleep now. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.